you'd turn with us to the book of Acts, chapter number 1. Acts, chapter number 1. It is great to be in the house of the Lord this morning. I'd rather be here this morning than any place I know in my life. I'm thankful that the power of the Holy One is present with us today. Acts chapter number 1. It is our custom here to stand for the reading of the Word of God to honor it as they did in days of old. The Bible says, and Luke is writing, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus." In other words, the former treatise, the Gospel of Luke that I've already written, I've made, of all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion, by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, "Ye have heard of me." Now verse 10. "And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them of white apparel, which also said, 'Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven," I'm glad I know where he is this morning, "shall come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven." You may be seated this morning. I'd like to preach out of this verse of Scripture where the writer says, "This same Jesus that is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven." And I'm going to preach on this simple thought this morning. He didn't stay dead and he won't stay gone. He didn't stay dead and he won't stay gone. Over in John's Gospel, let's take a look at this morning. John's Gospel, we pick up the story. The Lord has been to Calvary. Well, preacher, why did he go to Calvary? Because God had a plan to get me and you to where he is, so he sent his Son. And if you're going to heaven, you'll have to go there by God's Son, the only way to heaven this morning. And he is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So he's went on the cross. They put him in a borrowed tomb. The Bible picks up in John 20. On the first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, to the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. And she runneth and comes to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved, who was John, and said unto them, "They've taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre. We know not where they've laid him." Peter went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre, and they ran both together, and the disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. He, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went to the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lined with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. They went also, that other disciple, and came first to the sepulchre, and saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the Scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. Verse 11 now. I'm going to say, first of all, he didn't stay dead, and he won't stay gone. He appeared at the tomb. We find Mary in verse number 11. Mary Magdalene is a very unique Bible person. She had found the Lord, and he cast out of her 7 devils. Mary had lived a very life of sin and destruction. But you know what? The Lord loved Mary, and he saved her. Can I tell you that God's still in the saving business this morning? It don't matter what you've done or how long you've been doing it. The blood of Jesus can wash you clean. And so we find this Bible character that the Lord has saved and done a great work in our heart. Verse 11, we find him at the tomb. Mary stood at the sepulcher weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked to the sepulcher. She saw two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to have been the gardener, said to him, Sir, if they had borne him thence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. And Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Preacher, what are you talking about? He appeared at the tomb. Well, I want to say in verse number 12 that death couldn't hold him. Well, the devil thought that he had the Lord. There's no doubt when he was born of a lowly virgin woman called Mary. He was born in a lowly stable. He was raised up, and 12 years old, we get a first glimpse of Jesus teaching in the temple with all the doctors and the lawyers. They were amazed, not at his questions, but at his answers. Here the devil had watched him for many years as he went in the garden and he began to pray. And he asked the Father to take the cup away from him. There as he goes to the cross, the devil no doubt said, Well, I've got the Lord. I've got him right where I want him. When they nailed him to that cross, the devil said, Boy, I sure am glad they're nailing him up good and tight. And boy, as he hung on Calvary and he bowed his head and he cried, It is finished. The devil said, Oh, I've got him. Nobody has any hope now. I know he was the sent one, but I sure am glad that I've got rid of him. But something happened on the third day that tore the devil's nerves up. The Bible said that Jesus came forth out of the grave. I'm glad he got up out of the grave with the keys of death and hell. I'm glad he has victory this morning. Oh, my friend, at the tomb, death couldn't hold him. Look in verse 1, darkness couldn't hide him. He said, Oh, he came early when it was yet dark to the sepulcher and seen the stone that was taken away. Aren't you glad that darkness can't hide him? There's a lot of darkness going on in our nation today. Matter of fact, it's one of the darkest days that I've ever lived through. But I sure am glad Jesus is the light of life. I'm glad he can bring light into your dark situation. Can I tell you today, at the tomb, my friend, oh, death couldn't hold him, and darkness couldn't hide him. I want to say thirdly, discouragement couldn't hinder him. He came to Mary. Did you notice she was weeping? If you want to get the Lord's attention, then shed some tears. And the Lord came to Mary. That gives me hope this morning that he got out of the grave, that he'll meet us there in those weeping situations. Mom and Daddy, I would love to tell you if you serve God. I'd love to tell you if you've had a great mother and father that life would be easy and life would be friendly to you. But you hear me, Mom and Daddies. I believe the Lord had me to say this morning. You better mark this passage in your Bible and realize that weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. I'm glad Jesus will come by in our weeping situation. I'm glad he knows our name in the darkest hour. He said, Mary. I'll never forget when my dad had died and we'd started this church. I'd got a call and my daddy had passed. And I've told many of you I left here. I remember Renee and the kids stayed behind for a while, but I went into Cedartown, Georgia that Sunday morning. Went into McDonald's. I was going to get me an Egg McMuffin, a cup of coffee that I got below Nashville. I walked in there and an old man looked at me and he said, Son, what's your trouble this morning? I said, My daddy's died and I've got to go preach that funeral. I noticed he's a godly man. I said, Would you pray for me? And that old man of God in my dark hour, he fell down right there in McDonald's at Cedartown. They began to back up. They wasn't worrying about a menu no more. Oh, they thought, my goodness, we're crazy. But I'm glad there's somebody in our dark hour that knows our name and come to where we are and help us in our weeping situation. Oh, he wouldn't stay dead. And he won't stay gone. I want to say that he showed himself at the tomb. One of the greatest passages in your Bible. Turn over to the right. John's Gospel, chapter 20, verse 19. He appeared at the tomb. Now we find him appearing at the room. The disciples were assembled. Could you imagine? You'd followed Christ for several years. He had told you things that were going to happen, and when they came to pass, you couldn't believe them. That's where all these disciples were in this upper room. They were sitting there with doubtings and fears and troubles. They was wondering, look, this whole world is against us. We followed Christ. Now he's died and we can't find him. Oh, hey, aren't you glad when you can't find him? He'll come walking up into the room of your situation. Even though you got a door closed, honey, I'm glad you can't keep him out this morning. So he came unto them the same day at evening. It's dark, being the first day of the week, by the way, on Sunday. In the old Bible, they met there on the Sabbath day, which was Saturday. But all through your King James Bible, you'll notice now that the saints of God will assemble on Sunday. Can I tell you, Sunday is the Lord's day. You ought to make it a priority to be in the house of God. You ought to not look for another place to go. You ought to go to church first and raise your family up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Then go enjoy the blessings of God Sunday evening. Oh, Lord, on the first day, being the first day of the week, watch, the doors are shut. I wonder, has anybody experienced a door that shut this morning? I wonder, has anybody really in their life wished that they could get a door open? Well, can I tell you, doors don't bother the Lord today. The devil may have closed a lot of doors in your face, honey, but I know God can walk through a closed door this morning. The Bible said the same day at evening, being the first day or Sunday, the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. Came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, he didn't say, shame, 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 but he said, peace, 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 peace be unto you. You see, Jesus didn't stay dead and he won't stay gone. We've seen him at the tomb, but now we find him in the upper room. The places he stands in verse 19, doors don't hinder him. Some of you needing God to open up a door. Why don't you talk to him today and talk with him about the door that's closed in your life? It's amazing the doors that he can take care of. The places he stands, verse 19, look at the protection he supplies. The Bible said that they were assembled for fear of the Jews. I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm not scared. There are some things in life that are alarming. These young boys tickle me when they're about 18. Brother Marlin, they got that sticker on the windshield says, ain't scared. They got that big jacked up truck. They pull in the parking lot. They got to throw a rope out to let their wife out. Somebody say amen. But honey, let me tell you, you may be young and bulletproof right now, but there's coming a day. If God lets you live, you'll see some things that'll bring fear into your heart. But aren't you glad that Jesus can overtake your fear? And when you're troubled and you feel alone and you feel like you're in a dark place, there is a God, honey, that got out of the grave not to stay by himself, but to come to his children. And I'm glad that we find him in the upper room this morning. Oh, my goodness. He wouldn't stay dead and he won't stay gone. We find him at the empty tomb. We find him here in the upper room, the places he stands, the protection he supplies. I wonder how many times God has allowed you to get out of a situation and you knew God done that for you. Oh, the protection he supplies. Aren't you glad there are no accidents in the family of God? Can I tell you, Mom and Daddies, you may bury a child, you may bury a loved one, a brother and a sister, but there are no accidents with God. God knows about everything this morning. And so here we see the protection He supplies. Then He said, peace be unto you, the peace that He shares. Some of you, no doubt, you're looking for a peace in a bottle. You're looking for a peace in a pill. You're looking for a peace in things and something that can try to bring you peace. But have you ever noticed after you got that, the peace run out of it? Have you ever noticed you thought if I could just go and buy this toy or this prize or if I can just get that, it's just what I want. And a few days later, we got a saying in Georgia, I declare that ain't what I thought it was. But honey, I won't tell you this morning. He's the peace giver. He can lay down with you at your pillar at night and wake up with you in the mornings and give you peace. He can give you peace down by the grave. He can give you peace by the hospital bed. I'm glad He's the peace giver this morning. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives unto you, but the peace that I give unto you is what Jesus said in the book of John. This world has a false peace about it. Mom and daddies, let me tell you something. The only thing that is true and tried and is for sure, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, I sure am glad He is the peace giver. So we see the peace He shows. Verse 21, this may surprise you. Look at the plan He specifies. Then said Jesus to them again, He says, peace be unto you as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. You know what Bible Christianity is? Bible Christianity is somebody telling others about what Jesus has done for them. I'm glad God has a plan that He can send His children around this world to tell the old, old story. I'm going to tell you, Jesus saves this morning. I'm glad He changed my life. He spoke peace in my heart. And He can do that for you in this day and this hour. Oh, the plan that He specifies. He says, I'll send you. You know, a lot of people want the preacher to tell the good news. Try to get people to come to church, and you should listen to preaching. But when you're really effectual for God, it's when you're telling about the grace and the love of Christ on your job where you get groceries. I'll never forget down at Lake Weedowee one day. Brother Jerry, I went back in a cove and I was fishing a point. There's a man come down the hillside. He had a Zipco 33 and a big bucket of minnows, Brother Randall. He set them down by the bank and I was out there fishing that point. Holy Ghost said, witness to him. Tell him about me. Man, I said, hey, sir, did you know that Jesus loves you and He saved me one day? He's done a great work in my heart. You say, what'd He do, man of God? He reeled in his 33 and took his bucket and went back up the hill. He left all the fish for me that day. What are you saying? I'm glad, honey, we can tell everybody that Jesus saves. Jesus changes. Jesus is real this morning. Oh, in our life, we find on this great Easter morning, He didn't stay dead and He won't stay gone. He appeared at the empty tomb. He appeared in the upper room. But I want to say in closing, 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13, He will appear here soon. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. What a great passage in your Bible. He didn't stay dead and He won't stay gone. He appeared at the empty tomb. He appeared at the upper room. But I want to say He's going to appear here real, real soon. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. Paul is writing to a group of people that had been doubting the resurrection of Christ and the resurrection of the saints. I want to ask you something this morning. Your loved ones that died in Christ, that believed in Jesus, they live for Him and walk with Him. The Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. They're at home with Christ. You die without Jesus, you'll lift your eyes in a devil's hell. And so here, Paul is bringing comforting words to this church. Now I want to say that he will appear here very soon. 1 Thessalonians 4:13, he said, I will not have you to be ignorant, brethren. He said, I want you to know about this. Concerning them which are asleep, your loved ones that have died in Christ, I want you to know what's going to happen with them. That you sorrow not even as others which have no hope. Now I want to park right there just a minute. It's so sad to have no hope for life eternal. But there is hope in Christ this morning because He got out of the grave. You see, all religions across this country have something to do with one person, but they never done what Jesus done. Jesus is the only one that hung on a cross and died for your sins, and the third day was raised in life. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. In other words, they are safe with Christ. They are with Jesus. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain. Now, you folks that are really sharp, I want you to notice what this verse just said. Alive and remain, well, those that are alive spiritually. They've been born from above. You know, Jesus said, told Nicodemus, the most religious man in the Bible, He said, Nicodemus, you must be born again. There's not an option. You must be born again. So here Paul is writing to us that are living in our earthly body, and we've been alive. We've been made alive spiritually. We're alive to Christ. So this is what he says. He says that, if we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, we which are alive remain, and the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep, or we shall not go ahead of them. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. But what's it saying, preacher? Those that are saved in these graveyards, it's going to look like a plowed field that morning. They're getting up. We have several up on this hillside that's been placed there in this earth. But their soul and spirit has been with Jesus if they're saved. Their soul and spirit, if they died without Christ and they were of age, they are in hell this morning. That's a bad place to be. The Bible says this, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, the voice of the archangel, the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, you see that? We that are spiritually been made alive from above and we're living in this flesh. In other words, we're saved people still living. You with me? We shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. This is what he says, church, in verse 18. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Miss Sherry, if you'd come this morning.